Okay, well, taking a bit of a turn here, we've heard a lot about college costs and student debt in this country. We know they're both very high, which is why some high school students are mastering German in the hopes of passing a German language college entrance exam, the first step towards entering one of Germany's tuition-free state universities. This year, 100 students in Colorado took that exam. Jenny Brundine from Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio has more.
After a tough day at Cherry Creek High School outside of Denver, Claire Becker likes to go home and watch German television.
Because I'm very taken with the language.
Claire is also frugal. When she heard she could attend a university in Germany,
without being buried in crippling financial debt,
she leapt at the chance. That's because tuition in Germany is free, not just for Germans, but foreign students as well, who make up about 10% of the country's student body.
The faces that I see say, I don't believe you. There must be strings attached.
That's Stefan Biedermann, Germany's deputy consul general in Los Angeles. He says it won't all be easy, though. And then...
I mean, learning German is really a challenge. I know that. I ask your kids, German grammar is hell.
Tonight, Biedermann is talking to a roomful of parents and students. Some have driven 2.5 hours for this night. They're welcomed with bags of swag, maps of Germany, books, pamphlets, stickers, and pens.
Okay, so for the Abitur requirements, so far
prospective student Claire Becker wants to know if her honors course load is on track to enter a German university.
They all have to be either English 4, honors, or AP.
Once Claire passes a German language test, it's her GPA that will make or break it for her. Eventually, Deputy Consul General Biedermann gets the question he's always asked. This quote-unquote free education isn't cheap. It's funded by German taxpayers. So why are your countrymen willing to foot the bill for everyone?
We think everybody has the right to get a decent education. And in Germany, people ask a lot from the government. And for them, it's quite normal that the government pays for education. And it should not be a question of the income of the parents.
Biedermann says Americans contribute to the intellectual diversity of German society. And when Americans return to the U.S., they become citizen ambassadors for Germany. And there are other pressing reasons. Germany's population is aging, and it's facing an estimated labor shortage of 1 million workers by 2020.
The idea is to also have them contribute then to the German workforce and German research.
Honeygeist is with the German governmental agency that fosters international academic cooperation.
That's why German universities are very interested in getting more people from all over the world to study in Germany.
That appeals to Cherry Creek High senior Hannah Keller.
You can't get the same experience anywhere else.
Keller has already been accepted into a duales studium. Keller will work at SAP, one of the largest business software companies in the world, headquartered in Germany, and study international business the other half of the time. Keller wants a break from what she calls the ranking-obsessed American college culture. She believes Germany will be different.
There, they focus more on the experience, and I want to get more of that. I want to get away from the expectation that you're just doing it to build your resume or to impress other people. You get to see a different way in which people live. You get to see different perspectives.
It's a special kind of student who will study abroad, says Jay Malone. The 31-year-old American went to college in Germany. He now runs a business that helps students make the cultural shift from the U.S. to Germany. Malone says 3/4 of students who contact him initially do so because they've read the tuition is free. But he says,
if you're the kind of student who is only concerned about cost, then you're not going to be likely to thrive in an environment, in an educational environment like Germany's.
Malone says students have to be self-motivated and adventurous. They have to find their own housing in the city. There are no fancy gyms and rock walls. There's not as many hand-holding advisors ready to catch you if you stumble. Claire Becker recognizes that making a leap from watching German comedies on her laptop to studying at a university in Berlin or Munich is a big one.
In some ways, it's kind of scary, but in some ways, it's really encouraging that I can just be my own person, and I have to sink or swim, and I get the feeling that I'm going to swim.
For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brundine in Denver.